This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
1, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a brisket?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Welcome back. Hour number two. John Rager up in St. Augustine Beach. Of course, Patty Suzette, our cart girl in the house. And, of course, our resident trainer, golf trainer, and that is Jeff Ward. And we're also blessed. He's been kind enough to take a little time. He's a busy, busy man, Jeremy Friedman. We're going to be down at the Chubb Classic in Naples, and we'll be down there on the 15th, I believe is the date. And looking forward to that, as well as just had a nice conversation with Adam Woodard. And, of course, he's out there at the Farmers and just gorgeous weather. But and he said to tell you hello, Jeremy.
I'm always having to follow Adam Woodard. I'm like, oh man! I was like, you've got the Golf Week scribe extraordinaire, and then I have to follow him.
Well,
all right, that's okay.
You've got seniority due to your incredible resume, of course. Media director up there at the Annika, and that's a superb job. Was it 10 other events across the country that you're the media director on, and you're going to be at the Champions event here in Naples in just a couple weeks. So very versatile as well, my man.
Yeah, and greetings from. And I know that you were here earlier this week, and I believe John's here tomorrow. Greetings from the PGA Show in Orlando, Florida. I am sitting outside the media center on the show floor. I just walked about 12 miles today on seeing a little bit of everything on the show floor. The latest and greatest gadgets and gizmos. This is probably my. Oh, I don't know. I would say probably like 25th, 26th straight PGA Show. It's just fascinating to be here and just walk and just to see not only old friends and colleagues, but to see all of the all the entrepreneurs that are here and looking. And they put their hard-earned money into what they think is the latest and greatest gadget and gizmo in golf. And there's miles and miles of them here in the Orange County Convention Center this week.
10 miles of them, apparently, is what the number is, according to the Golf Channel. And you surpassed that in one day.
Yeah, I did. I did a lap and a half. So I did a 12 miles-ish today.
So, hey, Jeremy, I tell you what, it's the PGA Show is such a wonderful thing to go to, Mike and I are so old, we were busboys at the Last Supper, but I've been going to the PGA Show since 1980, so this will be my 43rd year in a row going to the PGA Show, and it never gets old, and there were some up and down to the PGA Show. There were some times, they had to cancel it one year because of COVID, but I really, really enjoy seeing the new stuff, and not necessarily the new, latest, oversized driver or this, that, and the other. And in my previous history, we used to own a golf club manufacturing company, and we used to have a booth at the PGA Show, so I've done this from many different sides, but I always like to go to the inventors aisle. These are people that come up with innovations and stuff like that. No one knows about them, and they're just putting their product out there just to see if anybody likes it, and there's a future for it, and there's some things that have gone on to become multi-million dollar companies, and there's a lot of stuff that was put together in somebody's garage, and it was... In the radio business, we call it a smash or a trash. Throw it against the wall. If it sticks, great. If not, we'll move on. So have you seen anything this year at the PGA Show that was different that you haven't seen before?
So you mentioned about the inventors. They always have like this inventors pavilion and all that, new products and such. There was this afternoon on the PGA industry stage. So David Ledbetter and his company is kind of helping to oversee this. They had a program called the Golf Pitch Challenge, and they called it was Pitch Tank today. So it was David Ledbetter was one of the judges. Kevin Harrington, who was one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, was another judge. And they had these, I think it's 6 or 7 finalists that pitched their products to the series of judges and industry execs. And the winner got $10,000. Back in my old Golf Channel days, we did a, John and Mike, you may remember this, there was an inventor show that we did years and years ago called
Four. I remember that show, yes.
So I did PR for that show. So the winner of that show, I can't remember the name of the product, but we all know what it is. It was the golf travel bag. For years and years and years, you'd have the golf travel bag and just lug it with those two wheels. Now you'll see all the golf travel bags with that extra leg and those extra wheels where it's just easy to move around in the airport. Probably the best way I'm describing it. So every player pretty much has that. So it's an easy travel bag. That was the winner of that show in 2010. So John, to your point, there are things that big ideas that happens in people's garages that just become lightning in a bottle. And at this golf pitch challenge, there was a few things that were presented. One was it was more of like a simulator for on the iPhone, which you see a lot of different versions of those. There was an exercise tool, which was kind of, they call it the golf rope, which is kind of like a stretch band. That was a good idea too. The one that won was called the Grip Caddy, and it's got this solution where you clean the grip, and the grip could be just brand new or it could be old as dirt. And it gets all the grit and all the stuff off it, and the grip is just like new. Like us golfers who have been in the industry forever, we always just put 409 on the grip, right? And we just scrubbed it with a towel, and then we're good, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
This it was like when he pitched the product and how it created a grip that looked old and worn to brand new, that's what opened everybody's eyes. And so that one is the one that won the $10,000 today. So that was one of the cooler things that I saw today. And there's a lot of those entrepreneurs out there that are that they think they have the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, this is for our industry, this is our Disney World, right? I mean, this is, we walk up and down the aisles and it could take a week to see everything here. And just soak in everything here. So it's cool to see. And and John, you say you've been here for years. I mean, it's probably, you're the same way. It's like I walk in here and I can't walk 50 feet without seeing somebody that I've crossed paths over the years. We're a big industry, but we're a small industry, and we're all together here this week, which is really cool.
That's going to be really cool. Hey, you know what? Last week, one of those stories you're talking about from northern Wisconsin, they just happened to send me an email. I've been barraged ever since we got our media credentials, and I'm sure everybody does. But it caught my eye, and it was Wisconsin, so I thought, what the heck? And I got a hold of them, and it's pure golf, and it's a putting device. This guy was a retired basketball coach. I mean, he's a hack. But he created this, and he's been making money off it, and they just keep coming out with new versions of it. But he's one of those stories, and it was excellent to have him on because, he's as far from someone you would think that would create or invent something as a golf gadget because he did not have any background. He wasn't I thought maybe he was an engineer. No, he was a basketball coach, and it's taken off. Yeah. So there's a lot of success stories like that.
Yeah, there are. One of the other ones in that in that pitch event that I saw today, I think the product was called Par is Par, something like that. I think that was it. it's basically it was this guy who's he's just a weekend he's a weekend warrior on golf. He's got a day job in the healthcare business. He's a weekend hacker. He came up with this this scrubbing device where you hit a golf ball, it goes on the cart path, it gets scrubbed, it gets scuffed, and what this scrubbing product does, it eliminates the scuffs on golf ball. It makes it almost kind of like new. And so for weekend warriors who, you know, who don't want to waste that $3.50 on a golf ball just because it's scuffed, I thought this was a really cool for the weekend warriors. There's a lot of those out here too.
Oh yeah,
most of the balls they play are the ones they find in the woods while they're looking for theirs. So they've all got scuffed.
Exactly. I represent that. Why waste a good ball? I have access to getting good balls.
Why buy Titleist when you could find three in the woods every time you go in?
Exactly.
It's like an Easter.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, well, Jeremy, here's a story about the PGA Show. So Gary Adams, founder of TaylorMade, the metal wood. Well, you know, he started his outfit in the very late 70s, maybe 79, 80. And I remember at the PGA Show, he's walking around with these metal woods. And initially, you know, driving ranges had metal woods back in the old days because, you know, people would beat up the clubs so bad when they hit golf balls, they actually made heads out of metal, right? Well, you know, he perfected the art, actually. And he's just literally walking around the PGA Show. He didn't have a booth. You know, he just got in there and he's walking around. He's a salesman. You know, he's just walking around with this metal wood thing. And then people looked at him like he was crazy. And one of the smartest things he ever did, he sent every PGA golf professional in the country a metal wood back in the early 80s. Just try it out. What do you think? And it's an unbelievable story. There are people tomorrow, yesterday, the day before, that are walking around with something in their hand. They don't have a booth. They're just trying to get stuff out. They didn't get into the innovators, you know, booth area. And they're just literally walking around. And if you go to the PGA Show, you just might bump into the next Gary Adams.
That's a great story.
We
better shift gears because you got an event coming out in Naples. We need to talk a little about the Chubb Classic. I'm ecstatic about it. I haven't been to a Champions event since 2014 when I went to the Principal Charity Classic for 14 years. I'm ecstatic coming down. Let's talk about that tournament.
Yeah, we've got we got a great field shaping up. So that tournament is the week is February 12th to the 18th. Tickets are on sale. The tournament or the dates for general public who can come out is February 15th through the 18th, which is a Thursday through Sunday. This tournament is a Friday through Sunday event. We've got tickets on sale for the Thursday Pro-Am. And then Friday through Sunday. So it's a 78 player field that'll be competing for a $1.8 million purse. So this tournament is it's always the U.S. domestic kickoff on PGA Tour Champions. So they had the Mitsubishi Electric in Hawaii last week. So this is the first domestic event, and it's just, especially for the Naples market, and Southwest Florida market, it is a mainstay. It's going to be the 37th year of the Chubb Classic down in Naples. It is the longest running PGA Tour Champions event in the same market, and Naples and Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, they completely embrace this tournament. We've got Hall of Famers, major champions, legends of the game, past champions, just. It's an awesome tournament to go. And Mike, since you did the principal event in Iowa for years and years, I mean, you know how it's the players are still uber competitive, but they are just so open and generous and welcoming to the public in terms of signing autographs. And it's just it's more of a celebratory, laid back feel. On the PGA Tour Champions versus other tournaments, and we announced our early commitments earlier this week. We led by the Hall of Famers. So we got Hall of Famers that are there that are competing. We've got Padraig Harrington, who's our 2024 Hall of Fame or the World Golf Hall of Fame inductee. We got Colin Montgomery. We have Davis Love III, who has never played in this event, which kind of struck me that he's never played in this event. It's just there's one reason or another he hasn't played, but he is making his debut this year. And then we're announcing several past champions and major champions, legends of the game, that are going to be that are also going to be committed. So we're announcing those in the coming weeks. It's just going to be a great event.
And yeah, Jeremy, I had the great pleasure of being able to. I was the announcer on the first tee for all 25 years of the Champions Tour event that was in Tampa. You know, had various sponsors throughout the years, and I can tell you that one of the most rewarding things about it is the fact that you can watch Hall of Famers go play golf together. I mean, I'm out there, and there's Ben Crenshaw, Tom Kite, Tom Watson, and Fred Couples were all playing golf together. Okay, and it's an unbelievable opportunity to see the history of golf. But the Tiburon Golf Club down there in Naples is absolutely fantastic. And for our listeners out there, if you go to ChubbClassic.com, Chubb has two B's in it, ChubbClassic.com, you can actually buy a ticket and go enjoy it. And you're out there walking with greatness out there. And you are absolutely right. The Champion Tour players are very accessible. And I can tell you, it's very competitive out there, too. This is not a ceremonial golf tournament. You know, these people, you know, they get done with their round. They're out there beating balls on the range till dark. I mean, it's a very, very competitive, but also it is laid back in a lot of ways. And what an absolute fantastic weekend that can be. So for our listeners out there, just chubclassic.com/tickets. Go buy a ticket and go watch. Now, Jeremy, I'm sorry I can't be there. I wanted to be down there. I'm going to go to the governor's baseball dinner because I'm part of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and we have the governor's baseball dinner.
And congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you.
And you hit the nail on the head. And with just the accessibility and the Legends game that are playing, there's also going to be last year, Bernhard Langer, who's our fourth Hall of Famer. He successfully defended the tournament and won his fifth Chubb Classic event. Last year was his 45th, which is just unbelievable to me, his 45th PGA Tour Champions win. So he tied Hale Irwin's all-time record. He subsequently beat that this year when he won the U.S. Senior Open. So, but this year he is going for a three-peat. At the Chubb Classic, and he's also going for his record sixth Chubb Classic win, which would also tie Hale Irwin for the most number of wins at a single event. Bernhard Langer is 66, and how he still does this. Yes, he just announced that this is going to be his last Masters. We understand the reasoning for it, but He's going to be the one that everybody's going to be going after down here at Tiburon because he loves the course, he loves the property, he's familiar with the course, familiar with the property, and it's just going to be a great few days of golf down there.
Hey, you know, I'm also looking at your Hero Outpost out there, and I know that the main sponsor of this tournament is Serpro. And they've got a special deal for our military. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so ServPro is the presenting sponsor of the tournament. So the tournament's full title is Chubb Classic, presented by ServPro. What we have at the Chubb Classic for all military. So that's current, reserve, retired, as well as first responders. You know, police, fire, EMS, and then frontline workers, doctors and nurses. We have a special hospitality area just off of the 17th green that's fully catered and soft drinks and water provided. Free tickets for all the military, frontline healthcare workers and first responders. Courtesy of ServPro, and it's a proud partnership that they have not only with this tournament, but they also have a proud partnership with the PGA Tour. They do this at several events across the country, and this is down in Naples. This is a special. It's personal for them. ServPro will bring in a lot of clients and a lot of partners down because of what happened in Hurricane Ian. A year and a half ago or so in that region. Surf Pro was such a big focus and important company to that region in getting all of these houses and all these homes just kind of back, you know, back into some sort of normalcy after the hurricane devastated them down there. So it is, this is a part of Surf Pro. It's part of Surf Pro sponsorship, but this is a way for Surf Pro to say thank you to all the military, the frontline workers, and all the healthcare providers for everything that they have done to help Surf Pro and the community down there. So all of these tickets are available on ChubbClassic.com. There's a ticket section, and there's an area for if you are a member of the military, if you are a frontline healthcare worker, doctors or nurse, you can click on that tab, fill out the form, and we welcome you to the tournament on behalf of the tournament just to say thanks.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. You know, and for our listeners out there too, if you want to get involved, you know, one of the best ways to, you know, as a golf fan is to volunteer your time. And I understand you can still volunteer to be part of the Chubb Classic down there. And tell us how you get involved. Yeah, you know, I know volunteers, you know, it's really amazing. There might be 1,000 volunteers that help with the golf tournament, and because they do, it helps, you know, the charities make more money and run the tournament smoothly. But there's a lot of jobs that, you know, I know that volunteers have, driving a courtesy car, or picking up trash, or, you know, working, you know, registration, whatever it is. Can you still volunteer and get involved with this tournament?
Yes, you can. There's, we're probably going to net out to probably just over 700 volunteers for the tournament overall.
God. Wow.
And it's doing a little bit of everything. It's from hole marshaling to working in hospitality, to transportation, to cart shuttles, to walking inside, to standard bearers, walking inside the ropes with players. To even, you can even volunteer to work with me in the media center. And so you can, on the Chubb Classic site, so it's chubbclassic.com/volunteers, there's a whole section to where you have information about volunteering for the tournament. You can volunteer for a couple of days, you can volunteer every day, and we do these volunteers down here in at the Chubb Classic in Naples. They are a passionate group. A lot of them have been doing it for a lot of years. Like I said, this year is our 37th year of the tournament. There's one volunteer. Her name is Nancy Jackson. I met her 2 years ago. She has volunteered every single Chubb Classic event. So this year will be number 37 for her. She's done kind of a little bit of everything. So now what she does is, at the tournaments, which you've seen them, there's basically a big volunteer headquarters, right, where all the volunteers go in and sign up for their shift, and they get their hats, and they get their gear and all that. So Nancy, she is the welcoming committee. So she welcomes every volunteer at the tournament and thanks them for being here, gives them their gear, signs them in, checks them in, and then goes on their way. And she's done a little bit of everything. It is a really cool opportunity to get up close and personal with players. And really get to know players. A lot of the volunteers who volunteer for tournaments, they'll take stories with them for years and years. You also get, there's a package that comes with it. You get grounds tickets. Naturally, you get parking. You get free breakfast and lunch during your shifts that are work. You get hats. You get shirts. You get all sorts of gear, and you get memories, right? And especially with players on the PGA Tour champions who are a lot more accessible and they're a lot more kind of open and we'll chat with you during the round. It's the memories and the experiences that these volunteers take away from them. We all know this in the golf industry that golf tournaments cannot run without volunteers. That's on any professional level, on the Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour, PGA Tour champions, LPGA Tour. We can't thank them enough. And so this is a good opportunity for the Southwest Florida community or in the Tampa community or Central Florida. We have volunteers that travel in to volunteer, just to have the experience. So that the website is chubclassic.com/volunteers. There's a fill out registration form, and there's opportunities to volunteer at different shifts and different levels. We welcome come one, come all. We would welcome as many volunteers as we can get for this tournament this year.
We know, Jeremy, that is absolutely true. You can fly in. We had volunteers from Tampa fly in from all over the country. This is the big deal. Yep. This is what they did every year. They were selfless, and they worked hard, and it's like a fraternity out there. One of the funny things about being on the tee as the announcer and starter, yeah, I would always introduce the scorekeepers and the standard bearers to the players, because they need to, you know, just say hello. And, you know, on the PGA Tour, it's a little standoffish, but they're nice, and they're very respectful. But on the Champions Tour, they get more involved with those folks. But it's the funniest thing, because you see some guy walk up there with his handheld device. He's a scorer. He's 6'4", 220. And then you'd see the standard bearer is a little lady that, you know, is probably 110 pounds trying to carry the big sign around the golf course. But there is an opportunity for everybody.
Yep. And it's a passion for them, too, right? And you see that they take such passion and such pride in what they do. There's a lot of tournaments across professional tours where you have volunteers that have been there for years. I've mentioned about Nancy Jacks, who's been there for years. There's a lot of volunteers that, you know, they're a hole marshal for a particular hole, right? And it's their pride and joy during the week, right? That is their responsibility for the week, and it is a big time passion for those of you that are listening. So all those volunteers that you see that hold up those quiet signs, right? Those are our rockstar volunteers for the tournaments. We can't do tournaments without them, and they are super passionate about it because they're out there to make sure that the fans have a great experience, and make sure to have the players have a great experience, and make sure that the sponsors have a great experience. So they are the lifeblood of any professional golf tournament, and we can't do tournaments without them.
Hey, Jeremy, final thing, because we know your time's valuable here, and we know that we appreciate you coming on the show. Looking at the corporate support for your golf tournament, it's really interesting, the demographics of the people that go to these events. It shows that like 100% of the attendees are likely to have a household income over $250,000. 95% are more likely to be a decision-making for banker for their company, and 46% are more likely to have a bachelor's or master's degree. Yeah, you're talking about these volunteers and the people that go to this event. Yeah, these are the movers and shakers. You know, the Champions Tour, sometimes people look at it like, well, ceremonial golf. It isn't. This is where it's happening out there, and what a fantastic demographic that you have on just the people that not only volunteer but go to the tournament.
Oh yeah, and it's also from a business side. There's a reason why there's a lot of these sponsors and partners that partner up with the PGA Tour champions is one, because of the accessibility of the players, but also the corporate function of it, because just the demographic of the tour in general and who the players are. These are all players that for the most part, the people that are out there watching, they grew up watching in their formative years, right? So they are, especially down in the Naples market. So it skews a little bit older, skews more affluent, which is kind of, you know, how the golf industry, you know, shakes out anyway. But it's for Chubb and Serve Pro and a lot of these other sponsors, it works out great. There's also you're on that corporate support page. There's and we can do this on another time and just talk stories about this one too. But we have multiple pro-ams during tournament week. This is probably the coolest opportunity for Joe Amateur to walk inside the ropes 18 holes with legends of the game and to get tips and see how they play and see how they practice. It is really cool to see. And because these players are, you know, they've all played on the PGA Tour for years and years and years, they've done this for years and years, so they all have stories themselves, right? So there's all these different opportunities to get involved with this tournament, not only in our tournament but all these tournaments, but from volunteering to tickets, from general tickets to hospitality tickets to the Surf Row Hero Outpost to corporate support. There's all those different levels to get involved in a golf tournament. If you really peel back the layers, there's a lot of ways to get involved in an event.
Well, Jeremy, I certainly appreciate you taking time to join us. Of course, as Jeremy Friedman, he is the media director at the Anika, of course, brought to you by Wainbridge and the Chubb Classic here in a couple of weeks. I want to get Nancy Jackson on the air.
I think we might be able to do that.
I think that'd be kind of cool. I think we'd make her week. So you and I will talk about that. I look forward to seeing in a couple weeks, and I'm ecstatic about getting back to a Champions event. And I thank you very much for taking some time from the PGA Show over there in Orlando, my man.
Welcome, and enjoy. John, I know you're coming over here tomorrow. Have some good sneakers on. Get those steps in tomorrow, and I will see you guys down the road at the Chubb Classic.
Sounds great. Have a great evening. He's Jeremy Friedman. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mark Egli, and he's over at the PGA Show with some incredible news. Of course, he's one of our regulars. He's from the great state of Iowa, but he's got some national awards, and we want to give him his due diligence and recognition. We'll be back on the T Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka and Michelob Ultra, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hey, Florida, two pros in the hack, because we got a pro on the other line right now. Bill Buttner, he's no-showed us again. He wanted the wine and nine with the Get Ladies over there at St. Pete Country Club. So he's not participating. John Rager up there in St. Augustine Beach, as always. And then my bodyguard, Jeff Ward, our resident health and fitness expert. He's in the house. Patty the Cart Girl just took off. So we've had a great show brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery, where they're serving breakfast daily. And, of course, Shipyard Brewing. And then just got consummated an agreement with Michelob Ultra for 2024, and that is to sponsor our leagues and all the events we have and our two simulators here. Leagues start next Wednesday till the end of the month. You can still go BOGO, buy one, get one. Get yourself 1 hour. We'll give you the second hour for free, and we're going to be rolling leagues out all 2024 and all kinds of interesting things taking place. And right now, nothing is as interesting as this took place, but he's our good friend, Mark Egli. Knew he was getting some kind of award. I wasn't certain what it was. But
hey, Mike. Mike, yeah. let me tee this up for everybody here before our listeners out there. Let me tee this up to introduce Mark Egli, because Mark Egli is now the 2024 National Award winner in the PGA of America. That is an incredible honor, because this award doesn't come from the outside. It comes from the inside. It comes from the over 30,000 PGA golf professionals and associates and apprentices all over the United States and the world. The Deacon Palmer Award was established in 2014. Now, I happened to have the good fortune of being there when they awarded the first Deacon Palmer Award, and it was accepted by Arnold Palmer. For our listeners out there, Deacon Palmer was Arnold Palmer's dad. And Deacon Palmer, back in the day, when they had the playability test and to become a PGA golf professional, he had a physical disability, and it prevented him from, you know, truly passing that playability test. And here is the father of the greatest golfer of all time. But Deacon Palmer was an unbelievable person. And he was an unbelievable person, not only being Arnold Palmer's dad, but he's an unbelievable person for what he overcame. So before we introduce Mark, I want to tell everybody about what the Deacon Palmer Award is, okay? The PGA of America established the Deacon Palmer Award, named after Arnold Palmer's late father, who overcame personal obstacles to the PGA golf professional in 2014. The award bestows special recognition upon a PGA professional who personally displays outstanding integrity, character, and leadership in the effort to overcome a major obstacle in his or her life. Mark Egli has won an award that comes from the heart. It comes from us PGA golf professionals, our fraternity, the folks around the country. This is something that's pretty spectacular, and we really congratulate Mark Egli. He's been on our show a bunch of times. He's our friend from Iowa. You know, he is the owner and operator of the Des Moines Driving Range in Des Moines, Iowa. But Mark, you know, welcome to On the Tee Florida again. But I can tell you that we are so proud of you for this award. So welcome to On the Tee Florida. We just are excited to have you on.
John, thank you very, very much.
Mark, I know you won't do it yourself, so I'm going to add to that. He didn't just win one award over there. He also got the PGA Golf Association's Elite Status Teacher Award. He got the same Association Award for the top 50 standalone driving range, and I love that driving range in Des Moines, and so does everybody in the state of Iowa. And Top Tracer gave him the number one utilization in the world for the second year in a row, and those are all in little Des Moines, Iowa. And Mark, you walked away like you just left the Super Bowl. You got the MVP. You got the Offensive Player of the Year. You're surrounded in recognition, and deservedly so. And I've known you since 1997, and I'm extremely proud of you, my man.
Thank you very, very, very much, guys.
So were you? I knew you knew the Palmer Award was coming, but did you have any idea that these other three opportunities to present themselves to make you the winner they existed? Because you just had to probably be in awe.
The other two, I had an inkling that they were coming, but this year, you know, the Top Tracer, they're owned by Top Golf, and I put one unit in last year, and everybody wanted to know what I was doing because I had 75% utilization, and next best in the world was 22%, and so they kind of expanded it out. And I showed up at the Top Tracer display at the PGA show, and they said, "Mark, we're so glad you're here. Can you make it to Top Golf tomorrow night for the Tracy Awards?" And I said, "Well, I could try to be there." They said, "Well, if you can't, we'll bring your award." And I said, "Well, you have to be nominated for these things, and you have to fill out an hour's worth of paperwork." And I've been really busy with the medical stuff lately, so I let somebody else win. And because there's like 10 different categories, well, they made another category up for top utilization in the world. And they hit me with that, so that one really surprised me. So, this is going to sound sarcastic, but before I got on the show here, I was talking to a beautiful lady who is in the fitness world, so we'll probably have to come down to Tampa and She'll teach you guys a few things about fitness and golf. But I also got on the computer and had to check another bag of luggage because three of these plaques and trophies are glass. And there's, you know, you can only carry a couple things on the plane, so we're going to have to check a bag. So that was the most unexpected thing about this trip. That's pretty.
Hey, Mark. You know, we're all on Team Humanity here on the Tee Florida Golf. You know, we like to talk about stuff that, you know, obviously it's not just about X's and O's. But tell us about your major obstacle in life that you overcame. Tell us about this from a golf perspective.
Well, there weren't many golf pros there, but I had a chance to visit with Lee Trevino yesterday. And he was Mike Hill from Jackson, Michigan's partner that won all those Liberty Mutual titles together.
Yeah.
And it made me think about how the Hill brothers, Dave and Mike, had introduced me to Arnold when I was 17 in Jackson, Michigan. And he became a mentor to me forever. And down here in Florida, I think I said it on another show one time that I got down there and he found a golf course for me to play for free. He found an apartment complex that I could afford to live in when I first came to Orlando in 1979. I came down January 2nd, 1979, and Arnold took care of me. And then as the years went by, he always followed my career, and then I had the car accident. And his college roommate, Buddy Worsham, had a car accident and was killed with another gentleman that was on their golf team. And Arnold left Wake Forest. And so I had these three really bad car accidents. One took the use of my right arm away until I had surgery on it. And Arnold always was there for me. And so I thought overcoming the car accidents to be able to go back and play the PGA Tour 5 years after the first bad accident, that was a big obstacle. And then I came down with this previously called rare disease that was supposed to take my life a long time ago. And I was talking about this earlier today with April, that at our age, we have to be looking forward. And so to your listeners out there, get healthy. Take care of yourselves, appreciate your own body, and maybe your soul will get a little bit better too. And so in increments of my life, I keep coming over obstacles, and I was visiting with our national vice president last night at the awards, and he was asking more about Arnold's and my relationship. And he just kept telling me, he goes, Mark, you're meant to be here for a reason. So between Arnold and the good Lord, I just keep having something really, really good to live for. And so I'm not ready for too many more big obstacles, but I'd kind of like to be able to, you know, as we continue to do this show over the years, I'm really glad that you're involved in the life and health and the welfare of your listeners, that maybe we can encourage more people. And you know, I talked to an agent today about getting things so the foundation will get stronger, because overcoming these obstacles is allowing us to talk about preventing cancer and preventing a lot of other diseases and helping people that have already contracted it. So we don't look at them as obstacles anymore, even though the award says it's obstacles. It's like, what is the next motivator? And I think keep finding good motivation. And you guys help with the cause, so thank you very much.
Well, Mark, you know, one of the things, you know, I haven't been to the PGA show this week. Yeah, I'm going tomorrow. And one of the cool things I was just trying to tell Mike about the PGA show is, you know, when he walks in tomorrow, you're going to see your mug posted everywhere on that PGA show. When you walked into the PGA show earlier this week, and you saw your picture up there, I mean, because, yeah, they do a wonderful job. The PGA of America does this with all their award winners because, again, awards like this, and there's like 10 or 12 awards. We know as PGA golf professionals, this is from the heart. Whoever wins these awards are the best, the best, the best. But also, more importantly, the people that win these awards are inspiring, they're innovative, they're informative. And so, what was it like when you walked in the PGA show and all of a sudden you saw your picture up on the wall? What did you think about that?
Well, that happens at the National Awards Ceremony, and that'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan in November of this coming year. Yesterday was the announcement of all the awards. So I'm still humble. The pictures, you won't see them tomorrow. So that's something they do at the National PGA meeting.
Well, you're always humble anyway, my friend. What about this PGA Golf Association's Elite Status Teacher Award? You know, we have talked about it even when I was in Des Moines and with your peers, guys behind the scene, you weren't in the conversations that, you know, they all respected you. A lot of them, you know, they put down their egos and they would listen to Mark Egli. And that's a statement in itself, I think. The techniques that you've used in working with kids and working with baseball players and just you're a wonderful instructor, I guess is the key, and a teacher of many hats.
Well, thank you, Mike. And, you know, John's going to know these two guys. Mike Malaska and Lou Guzzi. And then my friend Joe won the National Teacher of the Year this year. And to be able to share time with them is really inspiring. And, John, you know how humble Malaska is. He's Jack Nicklaus's teacher.
Oh, actually, you know what, and I don't want to give away my secrets, but that's one of the guys that I follow on YouTube for my content, you know, just as far as, you know, because I look to him as somebody to teach me how to instruct people, and it's unbelievable out there what he has. But, hey, you know, Mark, another thing is Joe Hallett and I go way back. I hired him to be my teaching professional at a golf course that I built. And we did a radio show together, and look where he has come. You know, Joe Hallett is, you know, become one of the, you know, he's obviously, you know, being awarded the Teacher of the Year, but it's really cool. You know, and you look back, you know, Mark, and you look at the people that influence you to life, but Joe and Mike have been big influences on thousands and thousands of PGA golf professionals out there that, you know, want to do a better job and want to learn and want to grow the game of golf.
Yeah, but the remarkableness of the men is what's even more extraordinary. And what was kind of funny, that like a deja vu moment or one of those God wink moments, is Joe and his wife Jenny, my brother Doug, came up from Hilton Head, or down, whichever direction you want to look at it, and my sister-in-law Nancy. We were at they have a reception for us, and we were there at the end, and Joe and I in Malaska and Guzzi met at Pinehurst at one of the top 40 in the country teacher deals multiple times. And to just look and see, because I didn't get to see anything, and all of a sudden Joe's standing next to me there as we're getting ready to go on the stage. And then today, you know, there's 10,000 people in there, and Joe was walking by. I said, "Hey, Joe, I had the nicest time. My brother, sister-in-law, we just had the nicest time with you and Jenny." And he introduces me to his friend. And I'm ready to hire an agent because of this medical project. He goes, "I want to introduce you to my friend here." And I said, "He's an agent." I said, "Oh, what kind of agent?" He goes, "Well, I work with tour players." And I literally have my materials in my briefcase because I was going to see a few of the different people there and talk about what we're going to do for the future. And, like, how did God put one of the best agents for PGA Tour players and professional athletes in my lap because he was with a really good friend? So this has been one of those little miracle trips. I've had a lot of time to spend with family and friends, and there's a lot of Iowans listening down there in Florida. You know, there's a dozen or so award winners there. We had the most friends, family. We had like three times more friends and family and section staff there yesterday for this award ceremony. So, you know, Iowa and Florida, they've been, and Michigan, they've been the three places I've spent my whole life. And it's so nice to always be able to come down and talk on Florida radio with you guys.
You know, Mark, it was funny. Mike and I were down at the Annika tournament, the LPGA tournament down at Pelican Club, and we were doing a remote on the driving range. So we wanted to run over and see what kind of range balls they were hitting at the top of the hour when they're running the news. So we grabbed these range balls, and we came running back, and there's Joe Hallett. He's on the range with one of his star pupils. I said, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" And he goes, "Hey, you want to be on the radio?" And he goes, "Listen, John, I'm busy. I'm working." I said, "Okay, but you just call me." I'm like, "Okay." I felt so embarrassed about that. But you always got to promote when you're on the radio. But so we appreciate you being on this show and the wealth of knowledge that that you bring to our listeners out there. And congratulations, because it truly it is. You know, from our listeners' perspective, they're looking at us like, "What are you talking about?" I says, "As a PGA golf professional myself, you have won one of the highest honors, and I consider the Deacon Palmer Award maybe one of the best. It's in the top three of all the awards that the PGA of America gives to the national award winners."
Well, Mark, we've got to wind things down.
So much.
Thank you for participating and being a part of our world, my friend. I look forward to the future. There's a lot of things that we can do. You need to get on the west side of the state the next time you come down. I'll put you up, and we'll have some fun.
We're going to do some good things.
All right, my friend. Go enjoy.
Mr. Ricker?
Yes.
It's a pleasure being on here with you, as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark. Go have a nice dinner and a glass of wine and enjoy your success. Well deserved.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you guys again soon.
Sounds good. All right, John Rager, I only got 3 minutes.
We got three minutes. All I want to do is, we have upgraded our website. We have updated our website on thetfloridagolf.com. OnTheTFloridaGolf.com. Go to that website. You can sign up to be a free e-member. And guess what? We have tickets to TPC, Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Valspar coming up, the tournament down in West Palm Beach. They have a new tournament sponsor. We should know what that is. But I can tell you that we have PGA Tour tickets to win. Go register, become a member of our e-membership. Go to OnTheTFloridaGolf.com.
Those are all brought to you by our good friends, our partners at Coca-Cola Beverages as well. So looking forward to that. And another great show in the books, my friend. You're going over tomorrow. I'll be talking to you. And if things change in my schedule, I will probably leave here at 6:30. I'll let you know one way or another, and I'll meet you over in Orlando.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, it was a nice conversation with Mark Egli and Jeremy Friedman, Adam Woodard over on the West Coast. Just a great show from coast to coast, as they say. So from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Mark Egli, Adam Woodard, Bill Butner, Jeremy Friedman, and of course, my main man here, Jeff Ward, who stuck it out the entire time, Patty Suzette, Joe Bordeaux, and Matt of the Controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you, God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.